Protesters show support in Jamestown for nationwide movement. Farmers to Families Food Box helping meet food demand. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A small group of protesters stood on the steps of the Post House in Jamestown along First Avenue Wednesday to show solidarity with the current nationwide movement. Miles Tormey of Jamestown helped organize the local protest, which has been met with both support and opposition.
I couldn't make it to Fargo, so I started one here. I couldn't make it, so we're doing it here. And I mean, we've already had people threatening us, saying their friends are going to take care of us, but we don't care.
When asked what her thoughts were on some protests that have escalated into violence nationwide, Tormey had this to say.
Two wrongs do not make a right, but I understand from a historical point of view where the rioting comes from. I don't support it, but they can rebuild those businesses. You can't rebuild those lives that were lost. Come on, y'all are getting mad over stores when you should be getting mad over someone's life getting lost.
The Great Plains Food Bank has begun distributing food entering its service area through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farmers to Families Food Box program. Created by the USDA, the program is part of the federal government's Families First Coronavirus Response Act as a way to support farmers struggling with surplus food product, as well as regional and local food distributors and families.
That came down that allocated funding toward farmers, distributors, to supply these food boxes full of fresh fruits, vegetables, meat, dairy items.
Jared Slindy, communications manager for the Great Plains Food Bank, says the program will feed a lot of people at a crucial time. Distribution events are scheduled all across North Dakota, including Jamestown and Valley City. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has activated the Minnesota National Guard to provide safety and protection for Clay County and surrounding areas during demonstrations planned in Fargo in the wake of George Floyd's death. That executive order took effect immediately. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.